KKHO. That's very interesting. Kind of neat. And congrats to you, and thank you for what you did on 9/11. So nobody was prepared for that, but we came out above it. We rose above from the ashes.
Yes, we did. And some of us are living with problems therein. I am, at least. But, yeah, it's good stuff. It is necessary to understand the incident command system, which was originally designed by the fire departments all over the country. So they all pretty much follow one standard incident command format, and each one of them, because of their different locale, deals with their incident command, in a, you know, because no fire is the same, and then some of them are the same, but there's always something that happens, and they have to be able to have a command system in place to make it work. That's why they do it the way they do it. Have fun with it. Well, don't have fun with it. It's important to know it, and I even handled it. I was made an incident commander by the Wayne County Emergency Management Director, Mark Sparks, a long time ago when we had that tornado skip over Hamtramck. I was the only one that knew how to get into and out of Hamtramck, and we took a bunch of hams in there. We had some at the school gymnasium where they were taking on people that were injured and or homeless because their houses might have been damaged. And I was in the communication section with the mayor, and we got it all working. I ended up staying the whole night because the lieutenant that was supposed to relieve me was coming home from Camp Dearborn when that happened and got caught in a traffic jam. And when he got home, he had no electricity, and he had two or three weeks of beard growth that he couldn't shave off.